From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Restorative justice is an integral part of the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP. It is used to initiate and sustain peace-building efforts in marginalized communities island-wide. Find out more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Restorative justice is being piloted in 10 communities across the island under the Citizen Security and Justice Program, funded largely by the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. CSJP uses restorative justice as one of many tools to boost peace building within communities. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says restorative justice is an alternative and holistic approach in settling disputes.
If we can pull all the different stakeholders in the schools, in the communities, in the neighborhoods to really understand and practice restorative justice, then there's no doubt we would heal many of the problems which confront us.
It is a voluntary process where all the parties with a stake in a particular offense come together for collective resolution via open and honest discussion to restore peace and harmony. The parties include the victim or victims, the offender, and the community where the misdemeanor was committed. Several of Jamaica's multilateral partners have commended the government's ongoing implementation of restorative justice initiatives to aid the reduction of crime and violence. The Canadian government provides $20 million in grant funding to strengthen rule of law and anti-crime measures. Head of Cooperation at the Canadian High Commission in Jamaica, Walter Burnick, says the Canadian government remains committed to working with the Jamaican government on a united agenda for positive transformation and change.
Through incentives like CSJP, Jamaica will make further advances in strengthening the country's governance and creating, as a result, a more harmonious society.
Inter-American Development Bank IDB Chief of Operations Harold Arzu says the IDB strongly believes in the positive effects of restorative justice.
We would like to recognize the enormous efforts that the government of Jamaica, and in particular the Ministry of Justice, has been taking to implement a meaningful and evidence-based restorative justice model.
United Nations Children's Fund UNICEF representative in Jamaica, Mark Connolly, says restorative justice presents an opportunity for the law to be administered with what he terms soft hands and a soft touch, making Jamaica a safer place, particularly in relation to matters involving children.
It's getting things right, and I think we're on the right path here in Jamaica, because as important as the bills and the policies and the papers are, it's the people who make the difference.
Restorative Justice Week is commemorated annually to educate the public and raise awareness island-wide about restorative justice services. Plans are underway to expand the services to all parishes starting in the 2017-2018 fiscal year.
It is our intention that the week's activities will continue to foster greater appreciation in the country for restorative justice principles and practices, and that communities and schools will embrace a model that has been successfully implemented in many other jurisdictions across the globe.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer. CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.